Christmas, I got a senior GPS. Not only does it tell me my destination, it tells me why I wanted to go there.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Here's a huge sign in a department store window. Big pre-Christmas sale. Come in and mangle with the crowd. Well, maybe you feel that way this Christmas. You'd rather mingle, of course, but in the mad rush of the season, it seems like there's more mangling than mingling. For the Christian, Christmas should be the second greatest holiday besides Easter, one that delivers joy and warms hearts as we mingle. But often it brings headaches, heartburn, and stress. I say we relax a little more this Christmas. Maybe give less gifts and more of our time to those we love. Which reminds me of another sign seen in a store. Make this Christmas one you will not soon forget. Charge everything. Well, it's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. But remember the Laugh Again debt cure. Getting into debt is like wetting the bed. It feels good for a very short period of time. Avoid debt this Christmas. We can do this by remembering whose birthday we celebrate. Of course, I hope you get a few gifts and give even more. But avoid fruitcake if you can. An American Express survey about the worst Christmas gifts found that fruitcake was chosen number one. And I think it's the number one most common item found at the bottom of our freezers. Of course, if you get fruitcake, be grateful. And if you open a weird gift and there's an awkward silence when you open it, here are a few things you can say to help the situation. Well, 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 now there's a gift. No, really, I didn't know there was a chia pet tie. And it's a clip-on, too. The number one thing to say when you open an awkward gift, you know what? I'm going to find a special place to put this. I'm told that Santa Claus Village in Finland receives about 32,000 letters per day in November and December. Here's one of them. Dear Santa, you did not bring me anything good last year. You did not bring me anything good the year before that. This is your last chance, signed Alfred. Wow. Contrast that with the grateful little guy who, after unwrapping all of his presents, was asked, "Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?" He thought a moment, smiled, and said, "No, but then it's not my birthday." This Christmas, I want to be more like this perceptive little guy and not forget whose birthday we celebrate, the one who is the giver of all good gifts. From a human standpoint, the gift God gave us at Christmas is like one of those awkward gifts. It's like when a friend gives us a dieting book, or dandruff shampoo, deodorant, and breath mints. You mean I'm fat and smelly? Well, the gift God gave us indicates that we are lost, unable to help ourselves, that only the death of the Son of God Himself could save us. Things are so bad, but, in the words of Isaiah the prophet, on those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Light came from outside this world, and that light is Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We can't earn that gift with all our self-righteousness or our good deeds. We can't. But we can turn that gift down by turning away. Or we can swallow our pride, open our hands, and accept it. It's yours. And today, by faith, you can receive the greatest gift ever given.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.